Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Blinds.com. You'll love saving up to 20% off already great prices on top designer brands at Blinds.com. With great offers that change regularly, you'll find exactly what you're looking for at a price that will make you smile. February is the perfect month to order energy-efficient products to fight that heating bill. From cell shades to insulated draperies and custom shutters, the team at Blinds.com can overcome any wintry window challenge with style. The big game is over. Yeah, it's been over for a month. Month now. Come on. Hey.
But
did the sun glare on your TV drive you crazy? Huh? Did it? Keep your view and lose the glare and damaging UV rays with modern and sleek solar shades from Blinds.com. Do you boys know I ordered my Blinds.com and they are coming in 2 days?
Very nice.
I will have a full report.
Good
time to
you.
Fall in love with your home all over again. Blinds.com, as seen in Mike O'Mara's kitchen with his plantation.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Always a special day when we can welcome the one and only Mickey Coachella from It's Mickey on the More Network and from all over Baltimore, formerly of the 98 Rock Morning Show, when Mickey, everybody remembers when Mickey had his nervous breakdown and quit.
Yes.
He is with us again today.
Hello. You're so gentlemanly when you explain that. when Mickey went nuts and threw his life away. Remember that? We remember.
I remember
it's
more
so
like
sweet.
John Stewart walking away.
Yes.
I remember it like
Thank
that.
Thank you,
Mickey.
Oscar.
Yes.
Classic.
At the top.
Yes.
It was at the top of my game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It was weird that it did coincide with a nervous breakdown. But let's not forget my position in the game at the moment.
This is true. That's right. And we welcome also Mickey's new on-air partner, former Marine and UFC fighter,
yes.
Robert Andrew.
There he is.
He's fans of Marines and
yes.
UFC fighters.
Oh. Fans yeah. of Marines. Maybe not real Marines. Maybe just a certain genre. No, that's terrible. We're not going to start.
Simplify it, Mike. He just likes uniforms.
Robert Andrew is here. Robert, nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to get a lot of time with Mickey and Robert, and we are taping our bonus show today, so to be honest with you, Mickey just cools his heels until we actually do our bonus show,
and then he pounces.
Then he can really be Mickey.
Listen,
that's the thing.
I like to call myself the alpha of the pride, and I let you guys go around and drag up any kind of dingo or sort of snack you can find.
That's right.
And then when
go.
I'm ready, I'll just pounce right. in and take
Absolutely.
Over and
yes.
eat the entire carcass.
Yes. That's it. So there's a tease. We tease the show. But without further ado, it's not all about us
because
ladies and gentlemen, more than anything else, we've got your letters in my hand today because really, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Allison Krulwich turned 41 this Friday. She is going to spend the day flying to South Africa for a 21-day trip.
Ooh, South Africa.
Yes.
She's giving you a little bit of get a special accent in South Africa. There you go. I never could quite understand the Afrikaans accent. All I know is there are a bunch of people that don't like black people. That's what it is over there. Well, no, that's not fair
I
anymore.
Used to be
no.
That.
No, what it
used
is, Mike,
be.
It's
yeah.
the trip. It's 3 weeks of hatred. It's
that's
the 21
right.
day
yes.
yeah. safari.
And nobody gives you crap about it.
That's right.
That's right.
You kind of get high fived. Oh, you hate them too? Up top, brother.
So messed up.
Spending the day flying to South
I'm
Africa.
I'm not saying I'm doing it, Oscar. I'm just saying how it works.
Yeah, you can't say that where you used to work. Anyway, so that's 21-day trip, and she's very excited to come home to 3 weeks of stockpiled TMOS. Well, that's very
that's
nice.
Very
so there's no internet over there?
Well, the Wi-Fi must be
slow.
Yeah, well, she'll be busy doing things.
Sure.
Brian Baruti turns 41 this Sunday, and all he wants for everyone that hears this, including TMOS cast members, to put a cut-and-paste birthday greeting on this Facebook wall. What is he saying, Rob? I'm not
he
sure.
Wants everyone,
he
wants everyone to cut-and-paste the same Facebook happy birthday greeting for him this Sunday. He's very
you gotta
selfish.
You've got to turn your level up a little bit. I know you're on a new fader today.
Also, that's what Rob does.
Yeah.
That's what he does. Robert, when he actually greets you happy birthday, he'll just cut and paste the same birthday greeting.
Exactly.
For everybody for that day. He'll do it right then.
Well, isn't that smart?
Well, it's smart
lazy.
Or lazy. And sometimes
Rob is both smart. Rob is smart and lazy.
I've often argued, though, if you're being lazy yet accomplishing your goal, By very definition, you're smart.
This is a good man.
Well, you're sitting right across from it.
Yeah.
He wrote the book on it.
You're sitting right across from it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you care, Brian Baruti, everyone this Sunday, right, have a boss birthday on his wall.
I have a response to that.
All right.
Nope. James Blackwell turned 53 on February 1st. He forgot to tell us about it last week because he is old. I can relate to that, boy. Happy birthday to Susie Hood. Now, that's a good radio name, Susie Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, or... Well, you know, we were talking to Robert Andrew about the fact that he took the S off of his last name.
Right.
Imagine if we took the S off of Robert Andrew, took that S and put it on Susie's first name, and Mickey does this to me. I apologize.
You're being a shocking disc jockey.
That's from her brother Tommy Hood, because no one knows Hood as good. Wow. Longtime P1 Dave Kent is from upstate New York and is taking a break from shoveling snow to ask for a happy 58th birthday greeting. Everyone, he's shoveling. Every day he's shoveling. And I know people are getting a little crispy with that in the Northeast around Boston. My sister's going out of her mind. Jason Bird has his 44th birthday on Valentine's Day. I wonder if we'll have a... Rob, did you write that?
I did.
That's horrible.
You don't
I
like
wonder
that?
If he'll have a heart on... For the big day. What are you doing? Was that because Mickey was coming in too?
No, that's
Should we all off. Have to climb into that Baltimore sewer because he's coming into the studio?
This is an old joke that I like to trot out every Valentine's Day, Mike.
Okay. Dan Chislam.
Yes.
Is celebrating. Why is everything now dirty? Why is everything I'm doing now filthy dirty? Dan Chislam is celebrating his Dan Day. I guess that's like a birthday on February 11th. He will be getting gifts from two of our TMOS sponsors, so his wife is Box as well as Wise.
Nice.
That's very, very nice. Brooks Pryor just turned 34, but the question is, does Morgan Freeman care? Now, is that a request?
Yeah, and you know, we don't get a lot of impression requests, and I like this one. So does he care, Mike?
Well, I will tell you about Brooks Pryor. Brooks Pryor is a fine young man, 34 years old, and he... traveled through 300 yards of foulness just so he could make it down to Guantanamo or wherever the hell that Mexican town was. Anyway, that's it. Right. Brooks Pryor, 34 years old. And now on to your letters, ladies and gentlemen. First one, hello, guys. Could you please give a birthday shout-out to my husband, Dave Pearson? His birthday was Feb 9. We live in Fairfax City, and just a few days ago he was saying that he wished we lived here back when you were working on Main Street. Well, isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice? Me too.
Many, many fine years in Fairfax. He told me the show used to have interns go out on Main Street and entertain people in their cars.
Yes, that's exactly how it went.
We'd have mimes, and we'd put them in all sorts of makeup. No, we actually abused interns on the street.
I don't
that was the entertaining
this.
Part. I know you don't. We sent you to the Memorial Bridge one time.
Yes.
The Bay Bridge.
The Bay Bridge on Memorial Day weekend.
Mickey, would you like to know what we did to Rob one Memorial Day? Don and I sent Rob down in a green short, tight shorts.
Very tight.
And a bra.
Yes.
And a
black
giant wig and had him say at the Bay Bridge, "I'm Rob Spiewak. Don't you wish you were me?"
Oh, my God.
Oh, you left out the third line, which was enjoy the traffic.
Enjoy the traffic.
It was right. Terrific. Yeah.
So there's our memory of something fun and unexpected that the interns did. That's Nancy Pearson.
Thank you,
that's,
Nancy.
That's for you. Next letter. Good day, gentlemen. I'd like to start by simply saying thank you. After all the years and various incarnations of the show, I have remained a big fan. You guys and your outrageously witty and upbeat humor have honestly gotten me through some pretty crappy days and dark times in my life, so thank ye.
Mike, outrageously witty.
Thank you very much. With that being said, I plan to pass this amazing show down to my son, Connor Philip Waldman. Well, he sounds like he's wearing round glasses already, doesn't he?
Mortimer.
His short pants. Right.
Mortimer, the usual bet.
Father, you'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman. Francis, I'd like you to meet your new next-door neighbor, Connor Philip Waldman.
Dad, do I have to share my Rolls-Royce collection with him?
Connor Philip Waldman, you get in that Bentley right now.
But, Dad, it's summer. I want the Corniche.
If you do not get in the Bentley right now, you will not be flying in the G5 up to Maine.
All
right,
Father,
anyway.
You're such a bastard.
Oh, Wyatt, by the way, he's won. He has a birthday. We were doing all that shtick, and he's not even going to enjoy it. Unless she really saves it till after she's dead. Let me see.
Wow.
The 16th of February, he will be 1 year old. So 1 year old. Therefore, in the great tradition of the show, I would appreciate some sage life advice from Mike. Keep all the funny continued, Josh Waldman. Josh, this is my advice. It's my standard procedure. All the guys know it on the show. It is DGH. If you live your life with DGH, you will be successful in life. And that, of course, is don't get happy.
So
okay?
True.
Don't words get to live happy. By. As soon as that happens, when you get happy, that's when the trouble starts. Just
so true.
That.
I've been miserable now for 2 years. I haven't had a problem.
There you go.
It's perfect. Yeah. Okay, boy, Rob, this is a huge mailbag. Greetings, my friends. Just wanted to take a second to thank you guys for introducing me to the amazing Harry's Shaving System.
Harry's.
Very good. I've been cursed with unfortunate facial hair my whole life. Wiry and thick and patchy.
Did he say Apache or N-patchy?
No, just patchy.
Yeah. Okay, I thought it was just some sort of Native American problem we didn't know about.
He says there's sort of a James Franco thing happening, spring bride. Shaving has always irritated my skin, leaving red streaks and general unpleasantness. Since switching to Harry's, the irritation is gone and shaving is actually a pleasure. I don't know if it's the foaming shave gel. And this is a real letter from a listener.
It is.
This is why we have a partnership with our listeners, Mickey. This is fantastic. I don't know if it's the foaming shave gel, the aftershave cream, or the hard work of the German factory gnomes forging the Harry's blade. But I've never had a better shave in my life. To make it even better, I overheard a couple of my coworkers talking about Harry's, and I mentioned that I had a discount code. So not only did I get to be Mr. Big Shot with the discount, they're now both hooked on TMOS, too. Two birds, one stone, boom, bam. Thanks for bringing the funny and the discounts every day. Love, Rob Shamblin from Tampa, Florida. That's awesome, Rob. Thank you. That is very, very cool. Moving right along, got two more here. Gentlemen of TMOS, I've been a fan of yours for many years, and I'm proud to say I have never missed a single TMOS episode or bonus show. I try to support the show via your sponsors, like Amazon, whenever possible. This past November, I was planning my trip to Reno to see the TMOS live show with my wife, Maria, when I heard her refer to you guys as those three boobs you listen to. I felt she needed a pep talk.
Thank you.
During the pep talk about being on scholarship and watching her P's and Q's, I uninvited her to Reno altogether.
Oh, wow. Snap.
Yes.
Wow. I took my dullard brother-in-law, Frank, instead. He loved the show and had tears of laughter for the entire time. He thinks Jimmy Cerrito is the best. Oh, Mickey's replacement. Now he knows. Jimmy Cerrito, the best comedian he has ever seen.
Yeah, he's a dullard.
My wife, however, was very disappointed because, like Pony, she craves action. She will be turning 45 on February 17th. It won't make up for her missing the Reno live show, but could you wish my wife, Maria, happy birthday? Happy birthday, Maria.
Hi, Maria. Happy birthday.
How was the Reno show?
It was missing something.
Yeah. It was missing a little something.
Yeah, well, what was it missing? Because I wasn't there. Yes. So I don't know. I don't know if it was missing any. What was it missing?
I think in the body of the show, we'll explain to you. I have absolutely no hesitation at all explaining why we did it. I think it's fairly obvious. But you don't know Jimmy, and so you don't know the answers yet, but you're going to enjoy it. You'll like it. You'll be very pleased.
I'm psyched.
I know you well, Coachella. Anyway, thanks, boys, and keep bringing the funny from one of your loyalist of listeners, Ron Lynn. And our final letter comes to us. Dear fellas, I have a question for Rob.
Yes.
Let's pretend, there are two more letters. Let's pretend Rob was unfortunately confined to prison. And let's also pretend that all of the inmates surrounding him were his favorite male silver screen stars of the black and white era. Now, if you have to be raped, the question is, which of your favorite stars would you select as your pink pickle shank master? Sincerely, the very twisted Mike Mailer. This is very, very, very odd.
I give this a lot of thought, Mike, and a lot of the obvious choices.
You gave it a lot of thought?
Well, I do. Even as we speak, I am currently giving this a lot of thought.
Is that what it is? Okay, great.
I can't give this a lot of thought. Can't go with Ray Bolger because I think he's too flexible. I think he'd be too active in the sack.
And he's like 6'3", yeah, so you don't need that pressure.
No. I think, and Humphrey Bogart, too short.
Right.
Clark Gable, too needy, and also bad breath, I read. So I'm going to go with Bert Lahr.
Oh, wow. Ooh,
who's
interesting.
He played the Cowardly Lion. I think he'd be fun in the sack.
You know, Elvis made some black and white movies, didn't he? Didn't he make any black and white movies?
Who, Elvis?
He did.
Oh, yeah. But Jailhouse Rock is black and white.
But I think he's talking older. I would go with Elvis if it was
not. You like him older.
I like him older.
The Lion from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I think he'd be fun. Yeah, and maybe in the outfit.
Preposterous.
Fie. Raped Rob. All right.
Right before he raped me, Mike, I would break a flower pot and put it on his head like a crown.
Okay. But Lion, what if it was a spiewack? I'd wrap him up in cellophane.
You know, I'm going to make him wrap something in cellophane.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If I only had the courage.
All right, our last letter says, "Hi, gang. During the news segment, there is a background noise beat which sounds like the introduction to Pat Benatar's POS record, We Belong. I can't get that effing song out of my head for hours after hearing the news. Nevertheless, listen to the beat at the beginning. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm effed up. Thank you and love your show. You guys make my day less essier." Jeff Farrell from Bothell, Washington. Rob, you have both pieces of audio. So,
I do.
Rob, I don't even know what he's talking about.
He's talking about the news background noise, which is this. That runs quietly behind your news. And
right.
He thinks it sounds like Pat Benatar, which is...
Yeah, if you're on crystal meth, it sounds like that.
But I thought it was funny.
I thought it was Knight Rider.
Yeah, you know what? There's a little Knight Rider going on in there. But I think it's really odd that he would make that good comparison. I guess he has a point, but whatever.
No, he doesn't have a point. This is to Jeff Farrell. Blow it out your butt, Jeff. I like my sound effects on the news.
Sit down, Robert. He wasn't serious.
Yeah, bastard. All right, start the show, Rob, you hump. Start it right now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mr. Ugosi, I know you're very busy, but can I have your autograph?
Certainly.
You know which movie of yours I love, Mr. Lugosi? The Invisible Ray. You were great as Karloff's sidekick.
Karloff? Sidekick? F*** you! Karloff does not deserve to smell my shit. That limey sucker can rot in hell for all I care.
What happened?
How dare that to bring up Karloff? You think it takes talent to play Frankenstein? It's all on makeup and then grunting.
Bella, I agree 100%. Now, Dracula, that's a role that requires talent.
Of course. Dracula requires presence. It's all in the eyes and the voice and the hand.
That's right. That's right. You seem a little agitated. You want to go outside and get some air?
Bullshit. I'm ready now. Roll the camera.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Piper Studios from sunny Southwest Florida, our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, powered by Encore Insurance Services and heard daily for over 5 years at MikeOMaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. Our show today is brought to you by Sherry's Berries. As Rob Spiewak wrote, Great Caesar's Ghost.
This is a big deal, Mike.
Valentine's Day is Saturday, 3 days from now, but you can keep calm and berry on with Sherry's Berries. Giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99. That's over a 40% saving. Simply click on the microphone and use our code TMOS. Today only, here's a deal we've never offered before. Double the berries for only $5 more.
Whoa. Double berries for $5?
Double berries, $5. This is their big push, baby. Take advantage of that today. That really is a deal we've never offered.
We've never offered it.
Twice as much for only $5, but you got to use the TMOS code, and you got to do it today. Mother Mary in Boston, with 3 feet of snow surrounding the old age home, she will be getting
her berries today. I promise you that. Amazing strawberries dipped in white, dark, and milk chocolatey goodness. Delivered right to your sweetheart's door. Spectacular and so easy. Here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's deal. Giant berries starting at $19.99. And today only Doppel the Berries for $5 more. Doubling your order. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Again, that's berries.com. Click the mic, TMOS, and do it today. Well, once again, let's welcome Mickey and Robert from It's Mickey.
Yay.
A wonderful podcast.
Stay seated.
How are you, Mickey?
I'm great, thanks, man. I'm thrilled to be here again. I love this show. I have more fun doing this show than any other show.
I think you're probably just like me, where last night Oscar and Chad had me on the Big O and Duke show, and I love that experience. It's fun. It's just fun to be on other shows that do what we do.
Yeah, I love it.
And you know, and that's why the first time I went up to 98 Rock, I had such a blast working with you guys.
Yeah.
And it was fun from the very beginning, and then you know, a friendship began with Mickey, and then Mickey got to join us on the network, which I'm so happy about. Mm-hmm. And lots going on. And
have been really good lately too with consistency. I don't
know
if you guys have noticed.
Absolutely.
That's all due to our producer, Mike.
That's all Mike.
Yeah, that is Mike. I will say that. However, Rob and Joe gave me an over-under, I think, of November. And here I am in February, so they can kiss
baby.
My ass.
There you go. Ah. Good stuff. I like that.
And I know I don't want to pick on the worst show on the network, but I will target them specifically because they had no faith in me.
Understood.
That's good.
And without me, they'd still be doing their little show.
And you know, I like Rob and Joe.
I love Rob and Joe.
I think Rob and Joe are, you know, that's a great show to be a target. I've targeted them. Marcus Serta has targeted
them. Incredible.
I think everybody targets them, and they were also remiss in generating promos for their show
for a long time.
You worked with them on that, Rob, didn't you? I mean,
yeah,
as far
and
as
you know what, Mickey, actually, I'll give him credit. He sent me the funniest batch of promos that we've ever gotten.
Oh,
The one where Robert said you sound gay.
Yeah,
I had to clean off my computer screen because I spit all over it. I truly did not expect it. You're really coming around. Good stuff.
If you're living in a box or you haven't listened to our show in a long time, I should tell you that it's real easy to find all the shows on the network. All you have to do is go to MikeOMaraShow.com, and you can find it's under shows.
They're all
right there.
Mike O'Mara, did you ever think that one day you were going to grow up and be Clear Channel?
Yeah,
I mean, you're the mothership. Sure. But you have all these other talents underneath of you that just are just, you know.
Oh, sure.
licking the ankle.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Warren f***ing Buffett. That's hey, what I am.
Mike, do you want to show him the palatial studio you're broadcasting from right now?
Yeah, let me see this.
This is really terrific. There you go. You want to see what it looks like? There's Kirk Schilling's jersey
catalog?
Right there.
Mike, leave it still for a second. You see that thing that's the adjustable studio monitor stand? He's saving the box in case this doesn't work out.
He wants
to return it.
Wait a minute. Is he so lazy now that the grill is inside the house? What is that far left? Keep going. No, the other way. Back. Keep going. Keep going. What is that thing?
Oh, that's a huge printer.
That's a printer.
From 1950.
I thought it was a grill.
It looks like a George Foreman.
Yeah, it does
look like a George Foreman.
That's a printer. But yeah, I'm a mogul, Mickey.
Look out. I'll tell you what, buddy.
I'm a real mogul. It's the magic of television.
Yes.
It's the magic of a backdrop.
I really enjoy it. There's nothing I like better than January and February than borrowing money from my wife's account. But anyway, I'm really, 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 really happy about that. And,
she gave you a pretty good rate.
Well, you know, you shut up, you, okay? You calm down over there. I see the account now. I see what you get paid.
I understand.
And then I've got an account that goes, we're going to take all the taxes out up front. Thank you. Thank you very much.
As opposed to Carrie, who says, we'll pay the taxes later and hope you live to see it. She's just riding the crest as long as she can.
That's the way to do it.
No, but I have to say that Rob and Oscar and myself are very, very proud of the type of programs that we have because it's something that gives us a lot of joy, and we always felt that you would be a great fit to do this because of what you do, and some great shows on the network. We love Rob and Joe. We love It's Mickey, the Tony Perkins show, and Rob does the show with Katie, Cake and Cookies, every week.
Oh, don't forget the Mermelstein show.
The Mermelstein Show, Marcus Serta, we love that show as well. And Big Owen Dukes is also associated with us, and we love that too. And I'm chomping to get to that subject that you called me about last night, Oscar. But we'll get it. I want to bring in this fellow, Robert Andrew, who is Mickey's partner on his show. It's Mickey. Robert has been with the show. Robert, how long have you been with Mickey?
October, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, we're going on our fourth month.
Yeah.
And, he's great.
How's it going? How's it working out for him?
Are you asking me or Mickey? Because I'm glad that Mickey's actually doing shows now.
I heard that Robert Andrew was the ultimate power bottom.
It's been discussed and written.
Been talking
online.
I listened to your show.
Oh.
Yeah, you did say you were an incredible power bottom.
Was.
Oh, you flipped
retired.
The script. You're retired from the bottom.
I didn't realize it was something you retired from.
I didn't either. Apparently,
for all you kids who are thinking about going into a career in comedy, I hold in my hand what I would describe as a softball, and now I'm going to throw it.
Oh, here we
through
go.
My. I'm going to lob it through the monitor right now. And Mickey,
yeah.
How did you and Robert meet?
Well, this is interesting.
Nice.
I was at an open mic contest thing, and I saw Robert get up and do comedy, and I was like, wow, this guy's pretty funny. And of course, Joe Robinson, first thing, after I say this guy's pretty funny, Joe Robinson goes, he's gay. Right? And I go, Joe. No, you know what?
This is a great Joe Robinson impression.
I go, Joe, you're not going to believe this. I kind of thought it, right? He just talked about gay stuff for 7 minutes.
My material is like how much I like big black ones. Like,
right, it's exactly what I listened to for 7 minutes. And Joe's
clearly.
Like, I don't know if you picked up on it or not, but he's clearly gay.
So you, Robert, your comedy, you're basically the male version of Lisa Lampanelli. Is that what it is?
Sort of, but more attractive.
Agreed. Robert's a much prettier lady than Lisa.
Yeah.
But so we started talking, and at the time I was looking to revamp the show, and I didn't want to do it by myself because it's no fun. And I thought, what an interesting. I've always enjoyed having a female. This is not in any way a dig at you, Robert. But I thought, well, I want to have something different, not just two guys.
Right.
You know, sitting there. And I was like, all right, well, what if he's a gay man?
So it's a guy and a guy-ish?
Well,
like,
no.
What is it?
No, it's a guy and a gay. It's a guy and a gay.
Nice. Mickey's gay puppet.
Yes. No, clearly you're more than a gay puppet. I thought, what better dynamic to have for... a ridiculous ass like myself than an intelligent, gay, well put together man to put me in my place. I thought it was a brilliant. It's like Ron and Fez to me, only less funny and less gay. Like if you could take Fez being
light.
Less gay and Ron's way funnier than me, like so that's what we're like. We're like Ron and Fez light.
My question, promo. Rob, did Fez Watley? Oscar, I can ask you this question. Did Fez Watley? And I love saying his full name.
Yeah.
Did when we were
Fez
working
Marie
with Ron
Watley.
When we were working with Ron and Fez, did Fez ever come out with his sexuality? Did he ever really make it clear?
Or
wasn't it always speculated that this was just a character that he was doing? I don't know what I could never figure Fez out. And you listen to Ron and Fez more, Oscar, now than I. Has Fez gone into his shell? I heard Ron being extremely abusive to him on Satellite.
Well, there have been ups and downs in the relationship as of late, but as I would imagine, the last 6 months, it's been all thumbs up because when they do their show, it's funny you mentioned this because we've had this conversation on there on Big Owen Dukes where he's just this character and you don't know what the reality between...
You never know what the reality is.
Let me tell you something. That guy is so gay, my ass hurts. Dude.
No, but even outside of that, like the idiosyncrasies that he has...
How is his health now?
Much better.
Good,
much
good. Better, because he was not doing well for a while. I know he
doesn't help the speculation.
Those two, Mickey, when they prowled the hallways of the old WJFK, that was an interesting couple of guys.
Yeah.
I think they're brilliant.
Yeah,
they're very funny.
I don't
very
use
funny.
That word often, and that is one show I could never turn off.
Ron Bennington is one of the funniest human beings.
Unbelievable.
On the planet. No question about that.
So
and, it's very strange. I miss those guys. It's terrific. We're going to take a break. When we come back, lots going on. A very, very interesting day in broadcasting. Good for Brian Williams, bad for Jon Stewart fans. We'll talk about that. And I will have a rave review, late to the party as usual, of a movie that I wish had gotten more award nominations. We'll be right back.
Hey, Rob, whatever happened with that Last Comic Standing audition?
I turned them down.
You also auditioned for America's Got Talent.
Yeah, I got it, but it just didn't feel right for me, so I said no.
Well, what's happening with the regulars?
I'm pretty sure it's in development, maybe.
Well, I'll be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory this weekend.
Well, that's good. You headlining?
No, I'm just hanging out, seeing a show.
All right, we're successful. Rob and Joe Show. Listen, every week, robandjoeshow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how great I sleep. Maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed but thought that you couldn't afford one. Well, let me ask you this. Can you really afford another restless night's sleep? We were having fun. The O'Mara family, we were tweaking last night with our... Well, I don't mean that in the literal sense.
No, that's...
With the bed.
We were tweaking
the settings on the bed because Carla wanted to see if she could lower... The setting on her bed, and she did, and she lowered hers to a 45 and then turned hers back up to her regular number, 75, and I turned mine back up to a 75, which was lower than my previous 85. Right. So, I mean, I'm just here to tell you that the Sleep Number bed is one of the best investments I've ever made, and right now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. Every Sleep Number bed is available with Sleep IQ technology. Built-in sensors tell you how you're sleeping, which allows you to make adjustments and optimize your sleep. Remember that setting. Mine is a 75. Carla's is up to a 75 now herself. And so we're tied. We actually tied our Sleep Number settings.
This is a marriage that will last.
You'll only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Come in during their Ultimate Sleep Number event where queen mattresses start at $599.99. Plus, you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. No better sleep? Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. Don't forget to smile and tell them Mike O'Mara sent you.
Nice.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show. So I will tell you my initial reaction from the NBC announcement that Brian Williams was going to be suspended for 6 months was I was okay with it. I was
really?
Okay. I mean, look, he stepped on it. I think a lot of people like to say off with the head as soon as that happens. But you know what? He didn't apologize in the best possible way, but he did admit to doing it.
Yes.
I didn't like the way he admitted to it, but at the same time, you know what? I don't think people like Brian Williams are a dime a dozen. And I think, frankly...
that's where I disagree with you.
Okay,
really?
Go ahead.
I think they are a dime a dozen.
All right.
I really do. And I also think that this may surprise you. I don't even care that he made up a lie about himself. If he's twisting a real news story, like, you know, they didn't find weapons of mass destruction and then he's hiding facts that could influence world events, then, yeah, I have a problem. But if he just wants to lie and say he's a bigger man than he really is,
right,
that's 95% of the guys I know.
Yeah.
And that's 95% of the guys on television.
Yeah.
I think that if you really, really want, and I'm not sure if this will open all of those guys up to greater scrutiny. And
of course
I include everybody that's flapping their gums on television and on radio because it happens all the time. And especially we come from the land of radio where, my God, people make cottage industries out of it in radio.
Yeah.
I think NBC had to do something.
I agree with that. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you know, just for once it's in a while, I'm glad the guy didn't get canned. I don't know why. I don't watch him.
My impression was it made the network look weak, that what he did is he stepped down and they said, oh, yeah, well, stepped down.
I think he stepped down personally.
He did that.
To show respect for the audience and
the
company. And then the company had to come in and say, well, we appreciate you doing that, but you know, there is more that we feel you need to suffer for this grave injustice of admitting or trying to hide the fact that you're a giant vagina and didn't want to go in a real college.
As two guys who have a lot of broadcasting experience, I have a question. Is there any chance that with Lester Holt in the seat over the next 6 months, things go extraordinarily well?
I love Lester.
I like Lester too.
I will tell you that NBC has very, very pointedly left their options open by saying that the investigation continues. Let's bring in the biggest Brian Williams fan in the room, Oscar Santana. You watch it on a regular basis. You're a fan of Brian Williams. What's your take on this?
Well, Mike, I'm glad you asked me. When I'm not fumbling for Brian Williams' zipper,
I'm using my teeth.
I try to respect myself and stand up and say, okay, what has this man done? This man has exaggerated a story and we talked about this briefly yesterday on the show, that we all remember 12 years ago in a different light, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
we're not on the news and we're not reporting the news, and we don't go back to the news and say, hey, remember when we were in the helicopter and we got hit by a rocket-propelled grenade that didn't happen, and then tell everybody about it, and then someone says, hey, that didn't happen.
Yeah, right. You're saying that he embellished. The only thing I will say is, and you're saying that his memory might not be perfect, I think anybody that is the head of a network news organization,
he's the managing editor,
should remember whether or not his helicopter got hit by an RPG. That's all I'm saying.
And after all these years, it's not like he just said, oh, this is something that happened
He's been telling
the story all along.
Yeah, since 2004.
And the story tends to pick up some speed as he goes.
The 6 months is a little severe, in my eyes at least, because...
So you wouldn't have suspended him?
No, because, Mike, maybe 2 weeks, but as I sat there, I said, who are the people that were complaining online about this? Who were looking for his, asking for his head? And I'm not...
It's the Fox News crowd.
Yeah, but I'm not very political.
Yeah,
but
Bill O'Reilly came to his defense.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly did come to his defense.
And everybody that I was seeing on these posts that had thousands of signatures, people fighting online within these posts.
Oh, Oscar, I hate to interrupt you, but I think there's someone at the door.
Santana, you got a bunch of DJs talking about the fact that Brian Williams,
Can I introduce you?
Go right ahead, Rob. Okay. All right, Speedwag, if you want to, it's going to work.
From Fox News, here's Bill O'Reilly.
All right.
I can find his music.
Get my music. Well, why would he have that? You know, he sits there with his hands by his side, Speewack doing what Speewack does, thinking about the past, watching old movies, and then he comes in here and he doesn't do that. But, let me tell you about Williams. Williams, get off his back, all right? He does the news live. Screw all of you. All right, O'Reilly out.
Wow. Brilliant.
A lot of people don't know he was Mike's roommate at Marist College.
Yeah, that's right. We went to the same school.
Mike, you know what I love about you doing Bill O'Reilly?
What's that?
When Robert Andrew's in here, because he's never seen you do it before, and a lot of people haven't, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So
right.
He looks back to make sure that there isn't another guy in your studio doing it.
Like Bill O'Reilly's in Florida.
So that's cool.
Brian Williams is, I'm not... I think we discussed it a little bit yesterday, the fact that he loves the business of show.
He does.
And I think he is a showman first. He likes the entertainment.
He's
end
a
of things.
Song and dance man that He's ended a up song reading and dance. Prompters.
Absolutely. And he likes his fancy suits.
Yeah.
And he cares about that stuff. He cares about the glitz. And I think that's why he pads his resume a little bit. But the thing that makes this egregious is not that he embellished. The thing that makes it is this new thing that we've seen more of than I've ever been aware of, and that's stolen valor. You see this stolen valor. You see the guy. There's a great one of this fat guy in fatigues in the airport. And
real dude dresses him down?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Oh.
Let me tell you something. I don't often admit to pleasuring myself, but that day, seven times, just from an airport video.
Hey, Mike. They confront these guys, and it's stunning to me.
It is.
How many people... This is the age of the internet. You want to know about stuff that probably has been done for years, but now you see it because you get the camcorder that say, you see the guy with his cell phone, and he sees this guy sitting in the airport. It's incredible how people... And was it his son's outfit that he was wearing?
Yeah,
his
it was
son's uniform?
Ridiculous, yeah.
His son's outfit.
And I've also seen him in... there's been at military funerals where people show up with ridiculous amount of ribbons and medals.
Yeah, it's like...
And the genuine guy comes up and starts questioning about his division, and and it just, they crumble.
I had a problem one time. I had to explain to the guy, whoa, calm down. I'm in the Kiss Army. It's different. I'm in the Kiss Army. But Mike, you know, one of the things too that I find, these guys have set themselves up for these things, I believe. Even President Obama, he's not presidential anymore. I'm not saying that he's not a good or bad, I don't care, but he's not presidential. When you're sitting between two ferns talking to Zach Galifianakis, Reagan's not doing that. You know, Lincoln wasn't going to do that. And Brian Williams slow tweeting the news on Jimmy Fallon. You think Walter Cronkite would have done this stuff? You think Dan Rather would have?
That is a great point. That is a great point. I think you speak to perhaps the need to restore the dignity of some organizations.
That's all it is.
The office of the president, I think that's a great idea.
That's
because
fair.
I think, and holding these guys to a higher standard, and it's all kind of become entertainment.
Well,
and it's
all run together a little bit. We want to hold them to a higher standard when they do something to anger us. But yet we don't hold them to a higher standard if they're making us laugh.
That's true.
And
if they come
that's
out
valid, ridiculous.
It's cute.
Yeah,
the entire
totally
world loved it when Obama sang Al Green. Remember that?
Yeah. And, I'm like,
and I said,
you're
oh my God,
president.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
But you're the president. You can't do this.
You cannot do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I remember, when Bill Clinton was going through all of the scandals, and Bill Clinton still maintained just enough of that.
Oh,
you know, he played the saxophone one time, but that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he maintained that standard, and there was a presence that is diminished with that office. I'm not talking about the individual.
Agreed.
I'm talking about the office. I think that is a great point. And with our anchor people, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure years and years and years ago of being backstage. It was, I think, on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. And Walter Cronkite was giving a speech there. And I stood next to him as he was waiting to go on. And it was amazing. It was kind of a presidential aura that he gave off. And you're not getting that anymore.
No, and I just can't picture Walter Cronkite, you know, today, Dallas, America weeps. A president taken too soon. And now, #wars. Like, it's not going to happen. It doesn't.
Yeah, you're right.
Wouldn't have let his daughter do what she did on Girls.
Yeah.
Right.
Or Peter Pan.
Peter
Pan is
she's
a lot
a grown
worse.
Up Oscar. She can do whatever she wants.
I'm all about it. I rewound it.
Right.
Yeah.
Make sure everything was okay.
I paused it.
But
locked
I said,
doors.
Well, that's a proud father right there.
All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about John Stewart, a true legend, leaving his little perch. And I'll reflect on
I have a great story for you about him, Mike.
Oh, that's good.
You'll love it.
Awesome. We're here with Mickey and Robert Andrew from It's Mickey on the More Network, and we'll have more fun with these guys when we come back right here on the Mike O'Malley Show.
Do I stress you out? My sweater is on backwards and inside out.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Malley Show. This segment brought to you by Vistaprint.com. You can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's $9.99 for 500 business cards. Vistaprint makes it fun and easy to create a card that's right for you. We've all made cards at Vistaprint, and they always turn out great. You can even upgrade to their signature stock, a fancy finish, or even raised print. Vistaprint also has everything from marketing materials to custom apparel. All of it is 100% guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right for you. With 500 business cards on sale for the incredible price of just $9.99, there's never been a better time to professionally promote your business. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS to get this incredible offer. The show is It's Mickey. We have Mickey Coachella and Robert Andrew with us. We've been talking about media. Huge day as far as media was concerned yesterday.
Yeah.
And for regular viewers of The Daily Show, it was definitely a moment where I kind of went, oh, man, that sucks. I don't think I reacted like some of the people that went absolutely nuts. I mean, he's a television personality who's moving on.
Yeah.
That happens in this business. But it'll be tough to replace him with anybody that has that same edge that he had, that beautiful edge that he had when he was doing his
show. We saw that over the summer when he stepped down for 3 months and the show just wasn't the same.
Right.
Do you want to hear a brief part of his announcement? Because I know
let's listen to
it's dynamic.
This is John Stewart.
The audience is surprised.
Last night, 11 o'clock on The Daily Show, at the very end of his show, this is John Stewart telling his audience, who didn't know anything about it, that he was stepping down as host of The Daily Show.
Doug Herzog, Michelle Gainless of Comedy Central, gave me an incredible opportunity 17 years ago to pilot this wonderful franchise. But in my heart, I know it is time for someone else to have that opportunity. And Not right away. You know, we're still working out details. I'm up in September. Might be around then. Might be December. Might be July. We're still working out details. I don't think I'm going to miss being on television every day. I'm going to miss coming here every day. I love the people here.
We love you, John!
Yeah! All right. That's enough of that. He's and by neat. The way, John Stewart's tell is my emotional tell too. I'm a desk hitter when I'm going to get
Me
choked
too.
Up.
Yeah.
I pound. Don't do it. Mickey, you said you had a personal story about
this goes
John
back
Stewart.
years. Catch a Rising Star was a comedy club. And,
I remember it. I remember it well.
I thought it was a strip club.
And we used
to Speaking of strip clubs, you have a piece of glitter on your face, and I've been trying to. Where were you last night?
Robert is talking to Oscar Robert, Santana right
Robert,
now.
Robert, since it's your first time meeting, I'm going to be the one to tell you that's just how dynamic Oscar
he
is.
He just glitters. He's
His skin grows glitter.
He does.
Some people get freckles or a mole. He has glitter. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing.
He sweats mercury.
That's how you can tell I'm gay, though, because he's like 10 feet away from me, and I see one fleck of glitter.
No, there's many ways we can tell.
many.
That is a good one.
Hold on. He's gay?
Yeah. I actually for I those probably of you, owe you a new chair because I'm leaking.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Sorry, Mike.
For those of you who do not, you're not watching it on Ustream right now, we're not watching the video portion, Robert Andrew is Mickey's partner on the It's Mickey Show.
Yes.
Has not taken his eyes off Oscar since he came in the studio.
Okay.
I just thought I'd
It's like glitter.
That
glitter.
No, you know exactly. what? I'd go Oscar second. I'd go intern first.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Is that uncomfortable?
Then what you should do is go to the optometrist first.
Yeah. Which...
Jesus Christ, what intern is he talking
Mac.
About?
Oh, wow.
Robert, oh my God. Well, you I like think Mac with Mac's loneliness, he might take you up on that.
Well, what's my boyfriend won't like
what's
that.
What's so attractive about Mac? He looks like he just fell out
he
of the dumpster.
He just looks needy and confused and has a stepfather. Everything he needs.
No, he looks like he needs help, and I'm a helper.
You're a helper, all right.
I'm a fixer.
Yeah, he needs help like a house that's on fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Well, my John Stewart story.
John Stewart.
Yes.
So this is before anyone knows John Stewart. He's just a comedian, and a bunch of us had gone up to do a showcase at Catch a Rising Star.
This is in New York?
Yes. And there are a bunch of comedians up there, you know, and we're all getting ready. It's a big showcase network thing. And there's a guy named Mike, I want to say Delvecchio. I'm almost positive. And so Delvecchio's walking around, and he was kind of like big in the New York comedy scene back then, or up and comer. Well, he walks up to all the comics and he goes, guys, listen, tonight, it's the first time my mother's ever seen stand-up comedy. So if you guys all please don't cuss or anything, just
keep it clean.
Yeah, keep it clean. And we're all like, what? Are you insane? Whatever. So we're all just like, okay. Well, the first guy that goes up is pretty clean, actually, just ironically.
Yeah.
Second guy goes up was a guy named Warren Hutcherson, who's brilliant, squeaky clean, TV comic, great guy. Third guy goes up is a guy named John Stewart. Now, mind you, in a suit and a tie, that's how he was. Goes on stage, like, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Catch a Rising Star. My name's John Stewart. Oh, before we get started, where is Mrs. Delvecchio? Right? And you hear the little woman, like, raise her hand. Oh, here I am. He goes, go F yourself.
Oh, no.
It was one of naturally the, funny.
One of the greatest things I've ever seen. And then, like, it didn't even matter. No one knew why he said it other than Mike and the rest of the
just
comedians.
So out of context.
And then he just went to, hey, how about President Bush today? That was ridiculous, huh?
John Stewart is somebody that years ago, I think this was maybe... well over 10 years ago that I did a project with John Stewart.
I think 98 or 99, Mike. I think
was it really?
It goes back that far, yeah.
It goes back that far. I found it, and this is, they said, John Stewart wants to do a little project with you, and he wants you to be Larry King. He wants you to use your Larry King voice. For real. And we did show, Rob, do you know what it was for or where it aired?
It was an NPR piece, believe it or not, and it was a book. Was it called Pictures of Naked Celebrities? His first book. It was a series of essays, and it might have been Pictures of Naked Celebrities. And one of the pieces, and it was so brilliantly conceived, is that if Hitler did Larry King live. And so he did the piece with Mike as an NPR piece where
Mike
was Larry King and he was Hitler. He was in
He played the role of Hitler. Right. That was the funny part. He was in New York. I was in D.C.
Right, and NPR actually recommended
Mike.
Do
you have it?
Yeah, let me. It's here on YouTube. I'm not sure how it'll sound. Let me play it for you right here.
I want to hear it.
Right, let me see. Also,
good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we bring you perhaps the most controversial show in the history of Larry King Live. He began his career as president of the fledgling National Socialist Party, the Nazi Party, in Germany. After a failed coup, some prison time, and a best-selling book, he reestablished himself in the German hierarchy, first as Chancellor and then as Führer. The next 10 years under his watch saw Germany's return to power. Shame at the Munich Olympics, a failed marriage, and finally, one hell of a world war, complete with what was thought to be a cowardly demise by his own hand. Tonight, risen from the proverbial dead, we welcome Adolf Hitler.
First of all, Larry, I don't know what I was so afraid of. These bagels in the green room are delicious.
Well, Chancellor Hitler, I have
please. Call me Adolf.
Adolf, yes. Well, first of all, I have to say, quite frankly, we were very reluctant to have you on.
Well, I can't say I blame you for that. I mean, you hear the name Hitler.
Well, in the end, we decided this show is about newsmakers. That's been my motto through 40 years of broadcasting, and critics be damned. I'm not about to stop now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you say to all those people out there, the people who view you as a demon, the perpetrator of the most vicious and
guilty as charged. Larry, look, I was a bad guy. No question. I hate that Hitler.
And this new Hitler?
I get up at 7, have half a melon, do the jumble in the morning paper, and then let the day take me where it will. The other day, I spent 7 hours in the park. Watching ants cart off part of a sandwich.
Okay, so, and it goes on and on. It's on YouTube.
Did he
write that, or his
people write it?
I think that came. It might have been his people, but I think it was fun.
It is from the book Naked Pictures of Famous People. I almost got it right. And it's in 1998, his first book. He wrote that piece, yeah.
How many takes did it take? Was it just...
we did it fast. That's awesome.
You were in D.C. He was in New York, right?
We went into the old production studio that ended up being the Junkies studio, and that's where I did it.
And Jon Stewart may have my favorite Academy Awards joke ever, too, when he hosted. And he said, Steven Spielberg's here. Steven, you're amazing. Obviously, you're a directing genius. You did Saving Private Ryan about a bunch of guys fighting Nazis that are trying to kill Jews in World War II. You made Schindler's List, which, of course, is about one German trying to save Jews that were being killed by Nazis. I think I speak for all Jews, Mr. Spielberg, when I say I can't wait to see what happens to us next.
He is truly somebody that is, you just don't get originals like him, and it's a sad year now.
It is.
Already when we go forward with, losing Letterman and losing Jon Stewart.
But can't you sit with the Letterman thing well? I mean, 40 years. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
It's Letterman very Carson-esque. I mean, it's
a great run, and he's going out the right way.
Absolutely. Seems early for Jon Stewart, though.
Jon Stewart, he will do other things, Rob, and I think that I always felt that within that format, the one frustration I have is they got the wrong guy at the wrong time. I mean, mm-hmm. Stephen Colbert hosting The Late Show, I think that Jon Stewart
could have been Jon Stewart.
Flawless yeah. for that.
Could've no
been.
Question.
He would be great to
well,
do
he
that.
Had yeah. a, people forget this. Prior to the comedy show, he had a late night talk show. Does anybody remember that?
What network was it?
It was, I think it followed Nightline.
I have a vague memory of it because I remember he came off a show that I really liked called Short Attention Span Theater.
That was great.
Yeah, and he did a great job with it. The thing that I think that was great about Jon Stewart, and he still is in the grand scheme a relatively young comic, but he was always respectful of where he came.
No question.
And I love that. That he one time, he said, I'll never forget this. I think it might have been a Lifetime Award to Letterman. And he said, You got to know, Dave, you are our Johnny.
That's very true.
And it is very true. And you know what? Someone who didn't, have their head up their ass wouldn't realize that and say it and show the appreciation because he really is the shining star right now. But to show what he appreciates in the past, I think that's classic.
It also should be mentioned as far as that we're all radio people that when you talk about the demise of left-wing radio has never gained any kind of traction.
Air America.
And Air America never gained any traction. And the fact is that...
Whatever happened to Mark Maron?
It is you get, obviously you have MSNBC, which is kind of a counterbalance to Fox, but it's really not. At Fox, they do it so much better what they do. So the only thing that we on the left have is a show like a Daily Show, and he does it with humor. There are two guys that do it. There's Bill Maher and there's Jon Stewart. And the reason there are only two guys doing this is it is so excruciatingly cumbersome to do that kind of material. It's hard to do, and he assembles these brilliant writers to get it done, and that's where really people from a certain political viewpoint get their news and information.
Listen, hey, Mike,
it's comedy, you know.
I'm all Fox News all the time.
I know you're all Fox all the time. I know you love
but
it.
But when you look at the millennials and the slightly
Oscar
young...
and Friends
tonight, Oscar partying with Steve Doocy.
Oscar and Friends. But I mean, where else? You're not going to get anybody that will take on a Sean Hannity directly and go F you to Sean Hannity.
It's fun. And it's something that I'm really not ready to announce yet, but there is something that I'm dead seriously working on, and I'm closer to making it happen, which is something that I've wanted to do since I was a little kid, which is kind of a combination of The Daily Show and Bill Maher.
Okay.
Where you basically, you take these serious subjects, and you have serious people on that are talking about them, and I'm literally just the comic relief but I host it, for when it gets heated and starts to become monotonous.
Right.
I'm just going to fire in an A-bomb of a joke and show how absurd everybody is.
Right, and then the best part of a show like that is when one of the serious people goes, oh, Mickey.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn it.
Son of a...
Just stop it. I'm trying to make a point here, Mickey. Listen,
and Bill Maher might be, to me, I don't agree with him 70% of the time, but I think he's the most riveting host on television.
Can't turn him off.
I would use the word fearless, because Bill Maher does not give a rat's ass
about
any of it.
When
and
you
Bill
tell
Maher
jihadist
will,
Muslims, come kill me. I'm not saying all the screws are in the holes, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know, that's an awful lot of weed for a long time. Yeah. You know, but he does that.
I honestly say that as a comedian that said I've said some insanely controversial and provoking things. He's another guy that I look at and I go, you know, if everybody was just open-minded enough to think, hey, it's okay to think differently, what a great world we'd live in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you get I talk about the people that approach me all the time, and I mention that I do a show, and the first question is politics, and the second one is sports.
Right.
And that's what we've become. And why the more of this kind of stuff that we get, I think the better it is. Because, you know, you're getting this in bars, you're getting this in, in living rooms. This is what people talk like this all the time.
Yeah,
you know, and the thing that'll bury us is if we have the land of sameness, and so I'd love to see the pendulum swing back a little bit. But Jon Stewart, rest assured, I think Jon Stewart's the kind of guy that's got a lot more creativity to give us.
Do you think he'll land back on TV because he did a movie? Do you think he wants to go search out movies or what?
Well,
he made
one comment in talking about it last night that he wants to be home and have dinners with his family, which is just a great line. He said, I've never met them, but I hear they are wonderful people. Right. You know, something like that. And
you know,
that was very funny.
A guy like him, because a buddy of mine, Paul Mercurio, works on that show. Mm-hmm. He's there every morning at 9, and he usually doesn't leave till 9 or 10.
Wow. Yeah, he works all day on the material. Because the material... That they have to get perfect material
every day.
Right. Yeah. And he's got the Ivy Leaguers that surround him. And I think his work ethic measures up to their work ethic.
No doubt.
You get guys from Harvard, you're going to have to be in there and in the trenches all day long. Something that we strive every day on the Mike O'Mara Show to achieve that kind of work
ethic.
Only
the best. You got to work harder.
And the thing is, we're only, to my knowledge, 19 to 20 hours away. I think that
a day.
I think yes.
A day.
I think it's going
to
happen.
We
really
also
do.
Work from 8 till 9, but it's a.m. to a.m.
Right.
It's
right.
One
exactly.
hour a day, but it's a lot of prep.
Look at Oscar, who's not laughing at that joke. Look at him. Who's he's not.
I was on a long
that.
Call with Pony yesterday around 8 p.m.
Okay,
so
listen. We all know Oscar. We all know you're jet setting, trying to become this international media conglomerate. But please realize. As much of the connections that you've made for this show, as much as you've helped the financial
the
juggernaut
grow.
Mm-hmm. Understand that without the nucleus, what's happening right now, you have nothing to sell. You're
it's
a drug dealer without this show. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I agree.
And I think it's nice that you were able to talk Pony off the ledge last night.
Well, so what were you talk me? What I was going to say though, Mike, don't you think there is a room for a show that you can talk about important things, but do them in a way where you don't need an Ivy League education to follow it?
Well, you don't. And the thing about it is I like the idea of the format that I hate the name of it when they called it hot talk. I didn't like that. I didn't like shock talk. I didn't like what I liked was the ability to be an inch deep and a mile wide and
yes.
to cover anything that we found interesting and that at that moment. Because inevitably when you're doing that kind of radio, when you're doing this, you are having a conversation about what everybody is interested in.
I always called it pulse talk.
Pulse talk.
Yeah,
like
you're talking about what the people have their pulse on. I mean, yeah. what's making people tick that day? You know, you could wake up one day and the gas price dropped 40 cents, and that's right. all anybody's talking about, and the next day a Kardashian's ass fell off.
Exactly.
You got to be able to do
exactly.
both of those things.
That's why I would not be surprised if in New York City at some point there was a phone call late at night, maybe a couple of nights ago.
Hello, John. This is Brian Williams.
Yeah.
look, I know you mentioned to me at that cocktail party you're going to be hanging up in about a month or so. Can you push that up? NBC's making the announcement about my suspension, and I'd sure like to be on the back page. Thanks, pal. All right, take care. Yeah.
Actually, Brian Williams just released a press. Apparently, he used to host that show. No one knew this.
Right before he was hit by a mortar. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. It's me, Tony Perkins.
Hi, it's also me, Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, I take my mom to the doctor.
And guess what? I take Tony to a psychiatrist.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that.
Yeah, you should.
It's all at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. Valentine's Day is this Saturday. Zounds. It's the one day that women expect flowers. I ordered mine yesterday, and Mrs. O'Mara is behind on the shows, so she will not know that I did this until she receives them.
Nice.
And I will inevitably get the same thing from Mrs. O'Mara that I get every year when I get her Pro Flowers. She said, "Did you get them for free?" Anyway, that's what she'll do.
She loves you so bad.
She doesn't know that I actually went there with my hard-earned money, and I got her this incredible deal.
Shut up. You did,
I did.
Not.
I swear to Mickey, I will show them to you.
Listen,
I won't send them to you, but
Brian
I swear to
Williams
God.
Brian Williams has more credibility with
it. Right, hold on a second.
Now he's going to show.
No, he's stopping the show. Mickey has stopped the show.
Mickey.
Hold on just a second. Hold on.
Mike
wait,
used to get all the flowers and berries and wine all the time because it would be all the goods would be delivered to his house.
Sure. Yeah, our home studio.
Since he's moved to Florida, he gets nothing.
Yeah, we got
to
forward it.
Yeah, you got to forward the free stuff. Oh, he had to pay for the postage.
No.
I'm sorry, Mike. I was way off. I was out of line, my friend.
Thank you very much. Here it is. Okay. Two dozen assorted roses with gourmet chocolates. I have my order number, and there it is. It is right.
There you go.
It is right there. Look, hold on.
You're a good man,
hold
Mike.
Hold on.
Good
shut
man.
Up.
Tell us
like,
your credit card number.
I don't need help.
Yeah.
Don't need help.
What are those three digits on the back of the credit card?
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Here's my order. Sunday for Pro Flowers. Ka-chow, what do you think of that?
I apologize.
Mike, you just put your address up on Ustream.
Did I really?
It's kind of blurry, though.
All right. Yeah. Well, send me something nice. That's okay.
Okay.
All right.
This will go well.
Right. Sorry about that. All right.
A box of the severed head.
And then you just spotlighted it. God damn it. All right. Anyway.
Seven.
ProFlowers.com. Use the code TMOS. ProFlowers is quick, easy. Delivery on Valentine's Day is guaranteed. Roses will sell out everywhere, so take advantage of this deal when you can. Here's the only way to get this extraordinary Valentine's Day deal. Yeah. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner. Laugh away, Rob. I'm over here breaking rocks. Anyway, type in TMOS. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and put in TMOS and get ready to make your loved one feel special.
Nice,
order
Mike.
Now. This deal expires Wednesday night. That is tonight
yes.
at midnight, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
News.
Well, we mentioned it before. Brian Williams suspended himself for several days after admitting that his now infamous helicopter story wasn't true. But NBC News has taken him off the air for a lot longer. Last night, they said they were suspending him for 6 months without pay, effective immediately. Lester Holt will continue filling in for him and hoping that somehow Brian has some sort of nervous breakdown and never comes back. I think we'll see what happens with that. An NBC exec said, "This was a very hard decision. Certainly there will be those who disagree, but we believe this suspension is the appropriate and proportionate action." Whatever, it's a media executive.
That's the guy from NBC?
I make him sound like MGM in the 1930s.
Yeah, I didn't.
"We feel Brian will be..." There we go. It's like Joni. Jackie Mason.
Yeah, the thing with the place and the guy.
Oh, yeah, I'll make it like Howard Da Silva in Mommy Dearest. All right? "We felt it would have been wrong to disregard the good work Brian has done. He's been an important and well-respected part of the organization. Joni, would you like me to walk you to your car?" Anyway.
Makes the face.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And says, "Louis." when Faye did it, goes, "Louis, will you walk me to my car?" Yeah. And then they had the close-up of him going, what a prick he is. Mommy Dearest, great comedy. I recommend it highly.
Holiday show.
Incredible.
When Renee Zellweger went public with a rearranged face, a lot of people tried to play it off like she didn't look all that different. They were either lying or blind, every single one of them. So on Monday, Uma Thurman showed up for the premiere of her new miniseries, The Slap, looking different. Anybody see the pictures of this?
Odd. I have not. Very odd.
Very strange. I don't have a picture handy, but she looks different. People were comparing the transformation to Renee's. In this case, though, they may be exaggerating. Uma definitely looks different, but not shockingly different. It seems to be all due to hair and makeup choices. If you see it online, take a little picture of Uma Thurman and let me know what you think.
To me,
that.
She looks like someone who looks like Uma Thurman now.
It's like
something has changed structurally, I think.
Oscar, you think that's plastic surgery at all?
100%.
There's something going on with
her eyes lifted and she got her face pulled back behind the ears.
I believe it could be
a bad wax figure of Uma Thurman. That's the
that's
other.
What it looks like.
Yeah, just something that looks kind of like Uma Thurman.
You remember that show Double Dare? You guys remember that with Mark Summers?
Sure. Love Double Dare.
I didn't know this about Mark Summers. He's also been on the Food Network a lot. He's fighting leukemia. He's been fighting it for the past 5 years. And you didn't hear about this. In a radio interview, Mark said, quote, "I've been sort of keeping something secret for the last 5 years, and I guess I'm ready to talk about it now, and that is I was diagnosed with cancer 5 years ago."
Wow.
You know, I have tremendous respect for people that fight this battle and do it privately and then come out after the fact. You know, in show business, if you talk about that stuff, it's hard to get hired afterward. I've sort of compressed this thing, and it's made me nuts. For all the medical junkies out there, Mark has chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Does that ring a bell, Rob?
Robert had ALL, which is called common childhood leukemia. I think they're both quite curable. This one is not as easy to cure.
Go ahead, Mickey.
No, I was going to say, you said you really respect people who fight that privately. I'm not going to lie to you. If I get any kind of cancer or anything, day one, I'm screaming. Because I've seen the amount of money people will give for cancer. and I'm depressed on top of it. So I'm thinking that may be my swan song for my family. I can raise a couple million, set them up, and here's the beauty. If I do pull through, I can look back on it as work.
Yeah.
And I understand
the tax implications are great.
You can't claim it. No, it was all charity. It was all donated. I had cancer, you son of a bitch, and this $4 million got me through it.
If you want the quote from today's show, just isolate. "And depressed on top of it." I was depressed on top of it.
Why do you mock my genuine ignorance?
I mock because I love. You
he
know
does,
that.
He loves you.
Mark says he underwent brutal chemo for 2 years, had PET scans every year after that, and in December, he got the all clear from his oncologist.
Well, that's
so it's
a
good
wonderful
news.
Story.
It's a
bless
happy
his heart.
Story, and now he gets to keep the money that Mickey raised.
Yes.
That's too funny. A high school student in California just wants his money back after he found something strange in his KFC meal. Stockton High School's Manuel Covarrubias.
He's from Stockton, is he?
Yes, said yes. Yes, he is. He said he found what he believes to be a chicken's brain in his food.
Oh no.
And now, Rob, do you have any Napoleon Dynamite music?
Yeah,
by
I do.
Any chance?
Of course. Yeah.
That's funny.
This might be. Sometimes we just stop the show and wait while we get the right music. But Manuel has several quotes in this story, and I just felt like I really couldn't do it justice unless I had the Napoleon music because of the voice that I wanted to
he
use.
Thought he had a chicken's brain.
A chicken's brain.
Yeah, turns it was just Rob's.
Stockton High School. He said, this is his quote.
It looked like a brain to me. I mean, at that point, red flags were kind of raised. I ended up spitting it in a trash can because I got grossed out by that.
Or something.
The people at KFC, he tweeted KFC for an explanation. While the company contacted him to apologize, they never offered what he really wanted.
A refund.
Now, is it true that the store he went to it was QUEFC?
KFC.
KFC.
Ramos said, let me see. Who's the
just the liger I painted you.
Covarrubias said he got a call from Richard Ramos, a KFC area consultant.
Ramos said the brain is actually a kidney or a gizzard.
Oh, yum.
And it's safe to eat. Carabrubis says he also got his $4 back for the meal. Ramos added that they will be working with their cooks to make sure they prepare the chicken correctly. Isn't that a lovely thing? Thank
nice.
You very much.
Nice.
For single people around the world, it seems that date number 4 is the one most likely to end up in the bedroom for the first time. A timeout survey asked 11,000 people in 24 cities after how many dates is it appropriate to have sex. They came up with an average answer of 3.53. Agree, disagree, what do you think? Over 3 dates.
I remember that. Sometimes you black out and make some bad decisions, but you know.
Well, yeah, that sounds right. Between 3 and 4.
What guy do I know that says you made a bad decision?
Well, I wouldn't say that. Right.
The guy that probably has the average of 1.2. Oscar Santana.
Here's my question, though, Mike. Is it ever a bad decision, or is it more just like an unfortunate awesomeness?
It all depends.
I think it's an unfortunate awesomeness. I agree with you.
Because you're still getting laid. I mean,
well, you're talking about Mickey and I are commiserating, Oscar. Oh. We don't have the same track record that you do.
Oscar usually gets laid between the salad and the appetizer.
Absolutely. That's
I know. It's incredible. Yeah. Let me tell you something. The last time I got laid, if you want the truth,
okay,
I was in a helicopter with Brian Williams.
I love that. And now, the best city for dating. Do you guys have any idea what the best city for dating is?
Gotta be Manassas.
San Francisco.
No, it is not San Francisco. No. It is
Austin, Texas.
That's right. Paris.
Really? Oh, Paris.
Paris. Paris, followed by Melbourne, Australia. Kuala Lumpur. Beijing.
Oh, wow. That's a surprise. Well, that's because you don't know who's your date and who isn't. You just grab a girl and you're like, you look similar.
Oh, God.
Chicago?
That
hey, Chicago's
not okay.
On the list. New York finished 7th, LA 9th. And the unhappiest daters are New Yorkers, number one, with 45% describing them as sad to be single. So there it is with the dating site. And I love Paris in the springtime. Ariana Grande may look like a sweet, innocent child, but she's 21. She's definitely got some bite to her. Just asked the poor idiot who tried to troll her the other day for being flat-chested. The guy commented on one of Ariana's Instagram posts saying, quote, my 9-year-old sister has bigger boobs than you.
That's nice.
He actually used the, not the boobs.
Right.
He used the other word.
Classy.
Ariana replied, spend a lot of time looking at your 9-year-old sister's boobs. There you go. Game, set, match nice. To Ariana Grande. And now a little something. The Indiana, this is a big one, so bear with me here. The Indiana woman convicted of ripping her former boyfriend's scrotum to shreds was sentenced today to serve 2 years in prison for the brutal attack. Christina Lorena Reber, 46. She was convicted last year of felony battery. She was ordered to spend 2 years in custody by a circuit court judge. The man, who initially received stitches at Muncie's
Deli.
Ball Memorial Hospital.
Oh, no.
No, it isn't.
I'm not making it up.
Yes,
I swear
you
to God, it's right here.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
He required reconstructive surgery. He continues to suffer from pain resulting from the attack, according to a police report. The victim broke up with Reber several days before the assault. He told cops that he was at home working on his computer when Reber walked into his house uninvited and began punching him in the head. Reber then latched onto the man's scrotum and began squeezing as hard as she could. The victim recalled that he was in incredible pain when Reber grabbed his scrotum and began digging in her fingers.
Ah.
Reber refused to relax her grip as the pair scuffled. Finally, the man recalled he was able to pry his scrotum from Reber's hand when they fell to the ground.
And, you'll have to pry this scrotum from my
cold, dead hand. Sorry for the length of that story, gentlemen, but it had a lot of wrinkles in it.
Oh. Come on now. We're having a ball.
Am I right, fellas? All right, let's take a break. Come back with the audio about Rob Spiewak. We're here with Mickey and Robert, and we'll be right back.
I'm Oscar Santana.
And I'm Todd Moore. Boo. We're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes, and we're much better than Rob Spiewak.
F you, Rob.
Listen to Tech 411. It's available on MichaelMaraShow.com or find us on iTunes. Just search
for Tech 411 Show.
More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at MoreBroadcasting.com.
Hey.
Can't do everything.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to tell you about small businesses. Going to a bank and getting a small business loan, one of the toughest things I've ever had to deal with when I had the restaurant, and I hated the hassle. I really did. Your time is valuable. I want to tell you about OnDeckLending.com. They understand that. That's why OnDeckLending.com, their loan application process is simple and fast. You can focus on running your business, not filling out paperwork. They use cutting-edge technology. They don't base it on your personal credit. They base it on the performance of your business. And because they have the technology to do that, they can give you an answer in minutes. They are 100% focused on their customers. With dedicated funding advisors and customer support, they make it even easier. Plus, OnDeck Lending has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. If your small business needs capital for a growth opportunity, don't hesitate. Visit OnDeckLending.com today or call 888-627-2904 and start the simple application process. It's waiting for you at OnDeckLending.com. That's OnDeckLending.com. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, February 11, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
And we turn our attention, Mike, to the Floridian of the day. You and I both have facial hair. We have, as long as I've known you, you've had some sort of hair on your face. But you've never let your beard go down to, say, your belly button.
Tatas.
But what happens is when you live in Florida, sometimes you look back on your life and you reflect and you grow a beard that goes down to your chest. And you sit by the dumpster, Mike, and you smoke a cigarette. And you wonder, what happened?
Bad times when I used to do a lot of wild things. I used to shoot a lot of cocaine and methamphetamines and party hard.
Yeah.
Hit bars, clubs. I used to do all that, have a good time. Then it seemed like it just all slowed down on me.
Oh,
everything
sad.
Just slowed down.
Yeah.
Nightlife slowed down. My party life slowed down. My the jobs I had slowed down. I didn't have regular paychecks coming in. I couldn't party every Friday when I wanted to.
Dad?
Yeah, it was just not as easy as it used to be.
It's just not what it used to be, Mike.
There it is. There's Florida Man, and there is the philosophy. That is Florida Man. They come down here, and then it catches them by surprise. And when it catches them by surprise, they're old.
Yeah.
And they're sitting here, and they're dealing with that, and you see that, and we have a new line in the O'Mara vehicle every time we're driving out there. Oh, Florida Man. There's a Florida Man
I invite
right there.
Everybody to sit by the dumpster and have a cigarette and reflect.
Right.
Because
absolutely.
I think this truth is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I was just going to say, if I still smoked, that sounds so awesome. To just sit. I'm going to be honest with you.
Sit
next to a dumpster and really reflect and blame everything that's gone wrong in my life on the fact that I don't know what went wrong.
Well, it just got away from me.
It just got away.
If you analyze what this guy is saying, is that the jobs dried up because the partying dried up.
Yeah,
that was the order.
That's my point.
Absolutely. That's the order he puts it in. And the fact. Oh, speaking of drinking and smoking, the fact is that I don't know how long it's been, but that is still my number one craving when I'm having a cocktail.
At Jimmy's. Did I
if
call
I,
it?
If I go, I probably had. I had one at Jimmy's. I had
you
one.
Did?
I stole one at Jimmy's.
No,
yeah.
About
I
after
stole.
Halftime, I was sitting with you and Rob
I think I
Ford.
I had two. I think I stole two. The second one, it was like a menthol, and I put it out.
It was about halftime. I was sitting with you and Rob Ford, and it was lovely. And you turned to me, and you said,
I bet you know what I want right now.
And you did.
And I looked at Rob for it.
Because Rob gets the same. You get the same craving.
Yeah, and you said, how quick can we get Robert Andrew down here? I want a cute young boy to sit here and watch this game with me.
All right, that said, and actually that's a good transition. Sometimes people on Family Feud get excited, and they say the first thing that pops into their head.
Sure.
And they probably shouldn't.
Name something a doctor might pull out of a person. Darcy.
A gerbil.
Wow. Wow. By the way,
I didn't expect that.
Robert's number one answer.
To everything, right?
Yeah, to everything.
Mike, do you remember when we were taking the bus to and from the Las Vegas Convention Center to CES and we'd pass the old
God, I hated that.
We passed the old Clarion Hotel. When we got to the old Clarion Hotel, took a dive this week.
Saw
they
that.
Imploded it, and I just love sound.
Oh, by the way, before you play this, we have to explain because I would not be doing my job. When we did the Reno show, do you know who you were replaced with?
I don't. Do I want to know this?
Yeah, you do.
You were replaced with Jimmy Cerrito, the owner of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Jimmy's not a comedian.
It
we
wasn't
wrote
the
bad
same.
Jokes for him.
It
was
the same.
We replaced you with a cost saving novelty act.
Yeah,
that's
was
exactly
it worth
what
it.
You know what? I would have rather had you up there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, sorry, Jimmy. I love you. Yeah.
What are we doing this year? Let me guess. Not me. So what's it going to be?
You know what? As I said, something was missing.
Mr. Santana may be working on a plan for a show down south. They'd say.
Yeah.
How far south?
Not that far.
I don't want to go as south as your people. Because that's how things happen. But if we could keep it a little north of that, I would be very happy.
Yeah, I think it'll be in the continental U.S.
Not to drop any hints, but in the old bayou. The
let
old
me tell you
bayou,
something.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now. Look at me. Look at me through the screen, you son of a bitch.
I'm looking.
I'm telling you right now. If I'm not on this, if I'm not on this trip, you're going down, O'Mara.
Okay.
You're going down.
All right.
I hear you.
All right. Things disappear in the bayou.
I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
Now you watch that NCIS at New Orleans.
Yes.
You
okay,
see
you
what
got,
happens.
Okay. You got it.
I know
thank you,
700
Mickey.
Ways to dissolve a man's bones.
I understand. All right. Your message has been delivered. I understand it. Yeah. Moving right along, Rob.
A little creeped out. Here's the sound of the Clarion, the only Clarion Hotel in the United States that had gambling with it imploding. What's very cool, you can hear sort of like the first explosions before it starts to crumble.
Yeah.
And if you watch the video, they planned badly. The elevator shaft remained standing.
It is so scary to see this because it just goes.
Oh, but I love it. And the thing that flipped me out is we drove by that horrible hotel every day.
Yeah.
And it makes it so real when you see it just disappear.
It's right back in the Venetian. And they ended up pulling it over with like ropes, the tower. That's how they ended up doing it.
You know, I know the girl whose company does that.
Seriously?
She's from Maryland.
No kidding.
Yeah. Most of them anyway. I mean, there's a couple in America that do it, but she's done some of the biggest. I mean, it's amazing.
Are
you know what I? You know what I know.
What's that?
Rob's not going to be able to finish the audio ball today. That's it. That's it. We got.
So we'll close with that.
Yes, we will. That's it. We got to get out of here. Mickey, thank you. The show is It's Mickey with Mickey Coachella and Robert Andrew. These guys are staying for our taping of the bonus show.
All right.
Oscar, are you okay over
having
there?
Having a great time. Enjoying the show.
Okay, very good.
Tell your face.
See, I'm looking at his mug right now.
That's it.
We got to get out of here. Remember, check out the Mike O'Mara Show. And for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara is saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by SodaStream. Health and fitness are important. One of the easiest ways to start living a healthier life is to drink more water. With a SodaStream, you can transform ordinary water into fresh, sparkling water in seconds. That makes it easier to drink more water more often. You can even add your favorite natural flavors. Yum! Good health outlasts candy and flowers, so give the gift of health to your Valentine and help them make a commitment to drink more water this year with a SodaStream. Available at SodaStream.com or at over 1,000 local retailers. SodaStream, water made exciting.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.